Hello, everybody, and welcome to 620 Patio, a Laguna Knot Media production. We're going to get the computer fired up, and we'll be right back with you in about 2 minutes.
And Bobby Love.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to 620 Patio. I'm your host, Shane TBG, and my hostess is out there somewhere.
I am here. I'm lucky me.
Welcome, welcome.
I am in Illinois, and Shane's in Kansas, so this is the first time we're doing our podcast not in the same room. It's very odd, I can tell you already, but we'll do the best we can.
I think we got this handled. So tonight's podcast is about the languages of love.
Yes. I knew about these languages of love. I didn't realize there were five of them. So we're going to talk about those, what the five are. We're going to go through a little quiz about how to identify what yours is. We'll even talk about what to do if your language of love is different from your partner's language of love.
First of all, I'd like to welcome Shelby from Herbal Talk with Shelby to the room, and our good friend Abrant. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are y'all?
Really well. And welcome Lord Arg, Lordy Arg. I'll let you call up as soon as in here in a little bit, okay, if you'd like to. Thank you. So,
awesome.
As you see, I
and
played.
And I saw Russ.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, Russell Brown from the Outside of Normal. You can catch him. He's the king of the overnight podcast. All right. Okay. Yes, Abert.
Abert, say something.
No, your mic is not working. I'm sorry.
Okay,
she'll be back.
She's off and she'll come back on.
There she is.
She'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Abrin, are you?
Okay.
You are.
There you
Yay,
are.
Hi, guys.
So, at the beginning of the show, I played a song, Can't Buy Me Love, and that happens to be one of the languages of love. Would you like to go through the languages of love, please?
I would love to. So, as we hinted around to it, there are five different languages of love. They are gifts. So, you know, although the song was Can't Buy Me Love, gifts is one of the languages of love. Also, acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, and touch. does not have to be sexual, can be sexual, that's okay too. So we'll get into each of those if you're all are wanting to know about those. But I did want to say that not everyone shows or expresses their love the same way as other people. And they also may show their language, but expect something else in return. So that's kind of a unique thing. Like some people may like to show other people acts of service, like volunteering, cooking for somebody, just doing something nice for somebody, but they have a hard time accepting those acts of service back to themselves. So they don't like people doing things for them or, you know, oh, I'll just do it myself. Thanks anyway. So there is a possibility that you could have your language of love that you like to show others, but you don't like shown to you. So, and that's okay.
Exactly.
You also can have more than one language of love, but typically and most of the time, there's one that just stands out for you. So with that, we're going to get into what each of them are so that you can start thinking about which you are or which one your partner might be.
Okay, sounds great.
So, words of affirmation. So people with words of affirmation as their love language value verbal acknowledgments of affection. These are the type of people that frequently use the words, I love you, give compliments, express words of appreciation, give verbal encouragement, and often frequently digital communication like texting and social media engagement.
Welcome, crazy.
Welcome. Written and spoken shows of affection matter the most to these people. And these expressions make them feel understood and appreciated. So one thing that I've noticed about words of affirmation just as a personal thing, I hope Shane's okay with me sharing some of our love languages. You know, we've only been together since last year. We've only been married since last year. So we are still getting used to each other and how we express our love to each other. And so one of the things I've noticed about him is that he has a hard time accepting some words of affirmation. He loves to hear, I love you. But what is hard for him is, you know, I appreciate you. I value you. And, you know, you do so much for me, you know, just those kinds of words because of relationships in his past. He has a hard time believing those words, even though they're totally true. So I can't use a lot of those words a lot because I don't want him to think that I am not sincere. So I choose to give those words of affirmation sparingly because I want him to truly feel how much I appreciate him and how much I do value him and how good of a man I do think he is. So I don't, you know, tell him that all the time. I tell him I love him all the time and he knows that, but some of those more in-depth words, I for special moments, I don't want to overdo it. And I do want him to get to the point where he's comfortable hearing those words. You know, I know sometimes in his past experiences, you know, he hasn't felt that. And so I want him to know that I do mean it when I say it. So
I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So one of the things that I did or have done for a little while is, especially in the winter, Shane likes to snack a little bit more instead of eating heavier meals. So he'll take like a beefsteak and a little bag of chips and just kind of, that's his lunch, you know. And so he'll take, I have this sleeve that holds like grocery sacks. And so I'll sneak post-it notes in them every while, not every bag. So he'll pull one out and he throws his lunch and he goes to work. And then he'll say, oh, I got a note in my today. I'm like, really? And he sent me a picture one day. He sent me a picture one day and he puts all these little post-it notes on his, around his, the lip of his desk. And, you know, he doesn't get one. Sometimes it's not even every week. Sometimes it's, you know, just happens the random bag that he pulls out. Or I'll put it on the mirror. I've put a little note that says, I love you on a mirror. I've hidden them in his underwear drawer. So you just never know where one might pop up.
Right. I'm getting quite the collection, actually. And I love it, though.
Yes.
I really do.
I have kind of slowed down because, again, I don't want to overdo it. So it was an experiment to see, because I asked Shane when we first got together. I said, yeah, no, not testing you. I said, what is your language of love? And he goes, I have no idea. And I said, well, let's find out. And Shane really does not have one specific thing. Mm-mm. He kind of floats around between all five. Mm-hmm. And it can be very difficult to figure out, who are you today?
I didn't even know that was the language of love. So yeah, that's,
yeah. So we're still working through it. You know, it's, I definitely know what is, he definitely knows what mine is.
I know what hers is for sure.
Yes.
Hers happens to be touch.
Yes.
Physical touch.
Earlier, it does not have to be sexual all the time, although that is great. And, you know, that's important to any relationship. I just like to reach over, like if we're driving in the car and I put my hand on his arm or I'll put it on his leg. I just want to touch him. I just want to feel him. And, you know, when we first started to being together, he was like, gosh, I sometimes feel like you're smothering me. You're touching me all the time, you know, because I 16 years without a partner in my life. So I had a lot of love to show. And so I've learned to back off a little. I can tell by his mood whether he's receptive to it or not. And so there are times where I'll touch him just for a few seconds and then I'll let go. I get my feel. I get, you know, I get to touch him. I get to know, he knows I love him. He knows I'm, you know, doing that. And then I'll let go to let him have his space.
And let me tell you something. One thing I want you to, other people to understand about that is, if your partner's, the language of love is touch and they're touching you, do not jerk away because that feels like rejection to them.
Yes.
And I have learned that.
Yes.
And I am working on it. I'm not the best at it yet, but I'm way better than I was 9 or 10 months ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, I would touch him and he would just like almost recoil and I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, not only is he just rejecting, you know, he's rejecting my love. He doesn't want me to touch him. He doesn't want me to tell him that way that I love him. How am I going to show him, or how is he going to know I love him if I can't touch him, you know? So it's something that we're still working on, you know. He doesn't coil away from me anymore, which is great, because he knows that, you know, like I said, I can read him. And, you know, there's times I can leave my hand on him for, you know, 10 minutes and it's okay. And then there's other times even 10 seconds is too long. So we're still working on that. And then there's times where he'll just tell me, babe, I just, right now's just not the time. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I have to accept that. I have to understand that he is not throwing my love away or telling me he doesn't want me. He's just saying, just not right now. Because sometimes, you know, he may have something on his mind, or, you know, he may have a headache, or his leg may hurt, or, you know, there's a lot of different reasons.
Yep.
So people with the physical touch as their love language feel loved when they receive physical signs of affection, which could include kissing, holding hands, cuddling, And of course, you know, having sex. Physical intimacy and touch can be incredibly affirming and serve as a powerful emotional connector for people with this love language. A lot of times the roots go back to your childhood, and you felt that affection from your parents, or you missed feeling that from your parents. And so, you know, in order to express yourself, you know, that's just one of those things that you desire. You want to be touched. You know, one of the things when I got into Shane's family, I said, I'm a hugger. You know, I mean, I didn't even know these people. I just met them. I get introduced. I hug. His mom loves, you know, she's like, okay, go ahead. His dad, I don't do it when I get there, but I do it after when I leave. It's just, you know, I've learned to, I don't want to say control myself, but, you know, like a couple of his sons, they're not huggers at all, but his daughters definitely are. So, you know, you just have to know how your partner at that time, because at that moment, you know, his daughter is the person I'm connecting with. And so, you know, how receptive is she to me telling her or showing her I love her? And so you just have to be aware of who you're trying to show your love to.
Hey, I just want the listeners to know that here in a minute we are going to discuss what to do when your partner has a different love language than you. So let's run through your
the other ones. Okay.
Your five things, and then we'll get to that point.
Okay. And then we also do have some questions that can help you identify what your love language is.
We'll go through that as well. Yeah, we'll do that.
So quality time. These people their love language is quality time, and they feel most adored when their partner actively wants to spend time with them and is always up to hanging out. They particularly love when active listening, eye contact, and full presence are prioritized in the relationship. So it's undivided attention, no TVs, no screens. You know, one of the things that Shane and I really, really try to do, like when we're eating dinner or going out to eat, no phones. We actually look at each other. We talk to each other. You know, we may, you know, yes, every once in a while pick up the phone, but we really, really try to just focus on each other and spend that time together. We are finding activities we like to do together, you know, because we have fallen in love later in our lives, so we each have our own interests. I am not a motorcycle enthusiast. I have ridden a motorcycle like twice now in my life. I'm not a very good rider. I'm a nervous Nelly. I tense up, and that's not good as a motorcycle rider. So we have compromised and we have a slingshot. It's more like a car. You sit in it. You have a seatbelt. You're low to the ground like in a car. We sit next to each other. We have stereo on, and we have so much fun. Even just running up to go get a drink at, you know, at the snow cone booth. That slingshot has brought joy to us. We spend time together. He's taken me places that he was wanted to show me, that he used to go visit when he was a kid or as he rode his motorcycle. You know, we've gone to the lake, we've gone to just different things, and it's so much fun. So there are ways to compromise in order to spend quality time together. It doesn't have to be just sitting in front of the TV or going and spending money shopping or, you know, he's not much of a picnic guy, but he has taken me to some restaurants along our path. But I'm like, you know, hey, maybe we can pack a picnic and just stop at the side of the road, like one of the road stops somewhere and eat a lunch. He's like, yeah, okay, maybe we could do that. So we're learning to communicate that and share those types of things. Abrant, do you, so far, have you connected with any of these languages?
I already know mine. I did the test. It's a quality time and acts of affection.
Oh, it is. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. Shelby, have you connected yet with any of these languages?
I haven't done the test yet. No, I'm sorry. I'm behind.
Not yet? Okay. Okay. So this will be exciting to find out what
Welcome
your language is. Okay.
The Pulse.
Yeah, it will be.
Hello, the Pulse. All right. So one of the other ones is acts of service. So if your love language is acts of service, then you value when your partner goes out of their way to make your life easier. It's things, it's like that saying goes, it's the small things. So it's things like bringing you soup when you're sick, making you coffee in the morning, picking up the dry cleaning because you forgot, running by the grocery store on your way home because you forgot an ingredient for a recipe, going on a beer run, because I've done that. let's see. So the love language is for these people.
Clean the toilet.
Yes, I was going to go there. I mean, okay. So we were having his family over for Christmas, all the kids, all the grandkids, and there's a lot of us, you know, and I was doing something in the kitchen and we're getting down to the wire where people were coming over, and
Welcome
I went to look to see what he was doing, and he cleaned our toilet and our sink and the bathroom, and I stopped what I was doing and I said, "I just fell in love with you all over again." And he goes, "What?" And I said, "You have no idea how much I appreciate what you just did for me." And he was like, "Oh, well, you're welcome." You know, and it was to him, it's like, "I just cleaned the toilet. Dang, lady." But I'm just like, that was like so special to me. And I know it's, you know, cleaning the toilet, but it's just those things that, you know, I don't need big shows of affection, just, you know, helping out once in a while. It's just, he'll do dishes on Sunday morning, and lets me sleep in. I love that. I fall in love with him every Sunday morning because of that. So he's just, super, super sweet. So, like I said, doesn't have to be a big thing. Just doing something for each other. Something that they like. Those acts of service are great. And then the last one that we haven't talked about yet is gifts. Obviously, that's a pretty straightforward love language. You feel loved when people give you visual symbols of love, bringing you flowers, buying you chocolates,
diamonds,
taking you to a concert. That person may keep the ticket stub. It's a gift. In and of itself, those little things that you like, you know, if you collect something and they get you something that means something to you, a book for your collection, a little statue that you like to collect. Shane and I have started collecting little trinkets to go in like our little shadow box whenever we go somewhere. I collect magnets when I go visit places. And I'm putting them in a separate location from the magnets that I've had before, because these are special. They're for me and Shane. So gifts. People with this style recognize and the value of gift giving process. Sometimes it's not even about the monetary value of the gift, but the whole symbolic thought behind the item. They went out of their way to find the perfect thing. You know, it's not just a necklace. It's a necklace that is your favorite color, your favorite stone. He brought me flowers for my birthday and made sure that they were my favorite flower, which is a carnation. It's kind of an odd flower, but,
it's cheap too.
You know, most
I love it.
And they're cheap too, but they last so long. Roses are beautiful. They smell great. But they're expensive, they die quickly, and I think roses are overrated. Carnations, the underdog, and I love carnations. I think they're beautiful, they're dainty, they're delicate, they smell good, they last a long time, and as Shane said, they're cheap too. So those are the five love languages. Again, they're physical touch, gifts, acts of service, quality time, and words of affirmation.
Yep.
So awesome. Understanding your language and the language of your partner will increase the understanding that you have of each other's needs, and it also helps you support each other through the growth of your relationship.
Well, let's run through the little questions with Shelby. Maybe she can figure out her love
okay.
language. Yeah, language. I would love that.
All
yeah.
right, so let's go into the quiz to find out what is my language of love. All right.
Ooh, here we go, folks.
Here we go. All right, words of affirmation. You really like hearing your partner say, "I love you." Those three words are particularly meaningful, special, and reassuring for you to hear again and again and
Welcome
again.
Scrabble bag.
You appreciate when you are being acknowledged and praised. It's nice to have your efforts recognized with kind words, no matter how small it is. Let's say you know you're valued. It lets you know that your value and extra points if it's out of the blue. So you give yourself a tally for each of these that may resonate.
That resonate. So yes. All those that you've already said?
That's two of them. So the first one was okay. hearing your partner say, "I love you," uh-huh. over and over again. Okay. And number two is you appreciate when you're acknowledged and praised. It lets you know that you're valued and you get extra points if they're out of the blue. So okay. still words of affirmation. A third one is the details matter, and it's important that your partner remarks on the things like if you've changed your hair or if you've actually put on work clothes instead of your pajamas for your Zoom call for work and he notices right. or she notices. It shows that they are paying attention to you, and that helps you feel cherished. Okay.
Okay.
Number four, you feel valued when they take the time to thoughtfully reflect and comment on something positive that they notice that you've done for them or that you are doing. You know, I love the way you cook dinner and put your love into every meal, you know, because mm-hmm. everybody cooks dinner every night. But to point out how much they appreciate that and how much it means to them that you cook their favorite thing, you know, those right. words. Okay. Number five. When you do something nice for your partner and they say thank you. I mean, how often do we actually thank our partner anymore? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that makes you feel recognized and affirmed. So those were five things that you could have scored anywhere between 1 and 5. If those really resonate with you, and we'll get into the others. So count up how many you have.
5.
Quality time.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No. How many did you have on that one?
I had 5.
Oh, look at you. Okay. Quality time. Number one, you like to spend uninterrupted time with your partner. It's critical you have enough time to hang out and enjoy each other with undivided attention. No distractions. Okay. Number two, it's meaningful when they make time for you and prioritize you in their schedule, and they don't cancel plans with you for something else. Number three, creating memories and special moments together is super important. Sharing new experiences means the world to you. Number four, time is precious. And it's meaningful to soak in every second of your time together. Number five, you feel content and happy when you are around your partner, even if you aren't really doing anything. The important thing is that you're spending focused time together. So those are the five things for quality time. How many did you score?
5, I'm sorry.
Oh, you've scored 5 again. Okay. And you may be one that you can be one day and one another. And that's okay, too. So, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I find it important to spend quality time with Shane. But I'm also okay if he wants to go do something with his friends, you know.
Right. And
if he – now, if he's made a date with me, I would like him to keep it. But if something has come up and it's important – it's not the end of the world if he has to postpone. And so mm-hmm. quality time is important to me, but it is not my number one. You know what I mean?
All right.
So Okay. So that's just all I was saying. All right. Acts of service. Here we go. Number one, you feel taken care of when your partner supports you and helps ease your responsibilities when they do little chores or tasks for you. Domestic bliss is unlocked. Number two, it means a lot when someone follows through on something, especially if they were paying attention and stepping in to help. When they do this, you trust your partner to pay attention to all the little details. Number three, you think talk is cheap. Action means everything. You need someone to come through and to know you can rely on them. Show, not tell. Number four, you love when your partner steps in to do the little things for you just to make your life a little easier. Number five, if you're feeling stressed or tired, it would be nice for your partner, or it would be nice if your partner saw it as an opportunity to step up and alleviate your burden by taking something off your plate that's easy for them to do. That small act helps you feel taken care of. So that was the five questions or parts to the acts of service.
Okay.
What did you score on that one?
Four.
Four. Okay. Important, but not your highest. Okay. And here we go with gifts. You feel loved when you receive a gift. The present itself is nice, but it's really the thought behind it that counts. The gift becomes an object that helps you remember they were thinking of you, which fills you with love. Number two, after a date or a trip, it's special to take a memento home with you. Seeing the item reminds you of those sentimental moments. Number three, the best gifts are the meaningful ones.
Welcome, old
man.
If
it's a surprise gift, even better. It strengthens the bond that builds and a deeper connection for you. Number four, during holidays, birthdays, or anniversaries, you want to commemorate it with a present of some kind. Those days are extra special, and you love using those days as a reminder for your commitment. And number five, the gesture of receiving a gift demonstrates that you are seen, cared for, and prized. You really thrive on the thoughtfulness behind the gesture and treasure the nostalgic items. So that was the all five for the gifts. What did you score on that one?
Five.
Ooh, look at you, Shelby. All right. Here's the last one. Touch. You look forward to hugs, cuddles, and kissings. Nothing beats tactile, physical intimacy. Number two, you feel grounded in a relationship when physical affection is accessible and often cultivated. Holding hands, long embraces, and kisses are common and welcomed occurrences. Number three, you are game for public displays of affection. It helps you feel wanted and desired. Number four, if your partner is sitting next to you, you would rather sit side to side and cuddle up. The closer, the better. If they are nearby, it's almost automatic for you to reach out to them to touch their leg, play with their hair, or give them a back rub. And number five, sexual intimacy makes you feel loved and closer to your partner. And that was the five for the touch. What'd you score on that one?
Five.
Five.
Well,
so
you're just all around.
You just like to be loved.
Yeah. Yeah. Guess so.
And I'm sure there are probably tons of other quizzes.
I think everybody likes to be loved. So.
Yes, yes. There are probably tons of other quizzes online that might get even more in-depth if you're really, really wanting to delve into what your actual language is. There's also several seminars and
looking at the chat.
Probably YouTube videos, TikTok things. I mean, all kinds of stuff that you could get into about the languages.
Yeah. So here, you know, here's what to do if your partner doesn't have the same love language as you. We went through this, and there's 10 things to do when a couple have different love language. So the heart wants what it wants. So what if you fall in love with someone who speaks a different love language than yours? Does having incompatible love languages mean your relationship is doomed to fail? I don't think so. I don't think Lucky thinks so either. I'm not sure about the rest of the panel, but so there's first thing you have to do is discover your love language, of course. And we just took that little quiz on there, so you might know what that means. Mm-hmm. I'm skipping over some of this because we already talked about it. So after you take the quiz and you have your partner take the quiz, you guys can understand each other a little bit better, right? So, yes. Yeah. So when that happens, even after knowing your partner's love language, if you're not sure exactly, you know, you're required to do for their specific love language, excuse me, all your effort might go in vain. So let's see what we can do about this, okay? Words of affirmation. So you may tell your partner how much you love them, write them a letter, or send them a long text if you're uncomfortable talking about your feelings. You know, if you can't communicate with your partner, I think communication is key. I think it's the number one mm-hmm. key in any mm-hmm. relationship. Yeah. But if you feel uncomfortable talking about love or any of this, you can just write them a letter. Write them a note. You know, if mm-hmm. your handwriting sucks, text them. I don't recommend texting, but I mean, it works. And nowadays, in today's age, yes. But the handwritten sentiment always never fails.
Wins.
Yeah.
Buy a Hallmark card, you know?
Yeah. So, and just try to appreciate them, you know, when they do something nice for you, and make sure to compliment it on it. So if they're your partner's love language is words of affirmation, just go out of your way for, it takes 2 seconds to say, babe, I really love the way you vacuum the floor. No, just kidding. That was a joke. Huh? Tough crowd. Okay. With quality time, if your partner wants to spend more time together, try setting some time aside for them. And please give them your undivided attention. Put the phone down and just sit there with your partner while scrolling through your phone isn't what they need. Well, trust me. Just pay attention to them and actively listen. People listen, but they don't hear. You need to hear your partner. Mm-hmm. And if your partner doesn't hear you back, you know, you need to say something to them. I mean, just say, look, mm-hmm. this is not working. We got to figure out another way to go about this. So
yeah, I think it's important to be able to accept that feedback.
Right.
Because your partner's trying to tell you, because that was hard for me. You know, when Shane would tell me or pull away or tell me, you know, I just don't want to be touched right now. I have to take that feedback because he doesn't want to hurt my feelings. He just wants me to understand and listen to him that that's not what he needs right now. And I have to figure out, okay, what does he need right now? And I can kind of pinch hit and kind of, you know, figure out something else to show him how much I love him. And it's not something that we do all day long trying to just, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You know, it's not like that. But you have to be able to accept that criticism or that feedback from your partner in order to be able to understand what they're trying to tell you. And it may not be what you want to hear.
Right. Your partner can't read your mind.
Exactly.
No matter who you're with, they cannot read. Unless if they can, they wouldn't be with you probably. Just saying.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So acts of service. So, you know, you need to find out what your partner needs and needs help with and try to do something to make sure their life is just a little easier. That's all. Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It could be the smallest thing. You may make breakfast for them, clean the dishes or do the laundry, or picking up your dirty socks off the floor. I don't know. You know. Mm-hmm. It works.
You'll figure it out as you go. Yeah.
With receiving gifts, if your significant other's love language is receiving gifts, try to give them thoughtful little gifts now and then. Don't go out and break the bank and take a loan out, people. I'm not telling you to do that, please.
You're not going to buy me a new car?
No. You're not getting a new car. I'm sorry.
All right.
I think yours is fine. It's almost new.
I'm just kidding. I don't need a new car. I just want mine paid off.
yeah. And don't forget anniversaries or birthdays out there, gentlemen or ladies. I'm just trying to say.
Right.
That's a
and don't
big
celebrate
deal.
Your exes. That's really bad.
Oh, yeah,
idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I celebrate the divorce day. I have to. It's on March 17th. or whatever St. Patrick's Day is. Anyway, it doesn't have to be expensive, trust me. It's just a thought. You can bring them home a macaroni necklace, and I bet they'll be just fine.
Or a heart-shaped rock. Yeah. I have one of those.
Yep. Physical touch. You know, physical touch, like holding hands, just getting a kiss or a hug. I've learned that, you know, a hug goes a long way with my significant other. A kiss. A cuddle in bed before sleepy time. You're not talking sexual here, just to, you know,
nope.
lay
the TV on and we just snuggle up and then right as we start getting sleepy, it's like, okay, good night. Gone.
Right. And yeah, give them a kiss before you leave home.
Unless I have a hot flash and then it's over really
fast.
And
one thing that, I don't know, I guess it's a love language for Lucky is that, and it makes my day every day because when I get home off work, she is most 99% of the time at the door with a smile and a wave. So that brightens my whole day. I mean, I'm done after work. That's great.
And he has snuck in early sometimes just to throw me off my schedule.
I have too.
And he's like, nanny, nanny.
Even though
and
she's
I'm
got
like, I wave anyway.
And track me. So. but yeah, if they spend all their free time at home, but you, back up here. I think I got lost out here. 1, 2, 3. Nope, I'm not. Okay. Your partner can't read your mind no matter how much they love you. So they can't meet your needs unless you specifically tell them. We touched on this a while ago. That's why you need to be openly and communicate with them and explain what you need to feel loved. So that they understand that. You know, if they spend all their free time at home, but you barely do something together, your need for one-on-one time may not be met. But since they're with you the whole time, they might not understand why you're still complaining. That's a hard one about not getting enough quality time.
Right.
So just explain how just being around isn't enough and why they need to turn the TV off, get off the game, put down her phone so that you can feel heard and loved. Teach them your love language regularly. Okay. If they can't remember it or even after hearing it for the umpteenth time, don't give up, please. As long as they keep putting effort into learning your language, you two might be able to work things out just fine.
Yep.
So.
Just keep practicing.
Right.
You
keep practicing.
Practice makes perfect to understand each other. And
just because you guys don't understand, you know, people don't understand each other's love languages doesn't mean the marriage is doomed by all means.
Right, right. Yep. Just keep trying. And one of the biggest things is don't try to change your partner's love language.
Right.
It is not going to work.
It won't work. It will not work.
It'll just lead to resentment and all of that. Yeah.
The fourth thing you can do is accept your partner's love language. And can your love language change? Well, while it's possible to fluently speak your partner's love language after being together for a long time, it's not a given. That's why trying to change a partner's love language is never a good idea. So just accept they might need lots of physical touch or gifts to feel loved. Instead of trying to change him, you may have to learn how to be comfortable with that, and your partner will need to accept your love language. Two, as relationships are a two-way street. So, yeah, it is a two-way street out there, people. And we're not counselors or anything. We're just going over the basic
pattern. Right, yeah, right. So this is just information and our experiences.
Passing it on and our experiences, mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. You might ask them to translate their love language to you.
Oh, yeah, so, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. So, and your partner is crucial to giving you and receiving love the way you both need. So, mm-hmm. You might not understand their love language from the get-go, and that's okay. You can always ask your partner to translate it for you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't wrap your head around their obsession with you or their, you know, spend time together, ask them why it's important to them to try to see the beauty of it. So, yeah, that's another, you know, way to do that.
Right.
And try to speak to your partner in their language, not yours.
Oh, that's really a good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't judge your partner for having a different love language. Always remind yourself, you know, speak their language to make them feel valued, not yours. Okay? Mm-hmm. You might feel loved when your partner acknowledges and appreciates you for doing something for them. In that case, if that is the case, words of affirmation are your love language. So, what if it's not theirs? If anything, I think compliments may make them cringe. So they'd probably prefer you just to sit there and watch a movie with them, just the two of you. So you got to remember to speak your partner's love language out there. I mean, instead mm-hmm. of your own, because you got to make your partner feel their love language, and you can feel yours. Hopefully they reciprocate, and they can feel yours.
Awesome.
Yep. There's always compromise, and that's where like I am with Lucky with her touch. We compromise, and she reads me, or I'll just say parquet.
And then I say butter.
Yeah, no, and she says butter, and it's over. Yeah,
so we have this little thing. Parquet means I do love you, but I don't want this right now. Maybe later, or, you know, it just kind of, let's put this on hold. So he says parquet, and then I say butter to let him know that I'm hearing you, I understand what you're saying, I accept what you're saying, and I will stop. And so we have this little code. So he'll say, and I've had to parquet a couple of times, and he'll say butter. Or even if we're in an argument, sometimes we'll say parquet, butter, and we'll stop arguing. We'll move on to something else, and then we can go back to it at another time. You know, I'm not saying, oh, you know, I'm a woman, I'll never forget this argument, but there's just sometimes there's a time and a place. There's sometimes you're just uncomfortable, or it's just a little overwhelming.
Welcome, Murdy.
And so we don't need to do that as much now as we did at the beginning, because we are learning each other's languages and right. how to work with each other.
Okay. Yeah, you got to learn to compromise. And it takes any relationship, a strong, really solid relationship, needs two people really to compromise. Mm-hmm. You cannot, you know, so you got to meet the other person halfway. That's mm-hmm. that's it. Give and take is a normal part of, I think, of any relationship. And say maybe you need words of affirmation a lot. If they're going out of their way to wear their hearts on their sleeve, you need to be willing to do the same for them, like, even if it, you know, makes you feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And hopefully your partner reciprocates that same thing, you know, because it can't be one-sided, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like touch. Your partner must be willing to hold hands, cuddle, kiss, or you often, even if you aren't expressive people themselves, you know, you got to be able to give. If you're not into touching, it doesn't have to be in public. It can be at home.
Right.
You can hold her hand while you're walking out the door, open the car door for her. I'm talking from a guy's point of perspective, you know, mm-hmm. perspective of this. So,
yep.
But most of all, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that makes me know how much Shane loves me, especially since touch is not his love language. Is if we are in a public area, and there's like a large crowd ahead, because you know he's 6'1", I'm only 5'6", so he can obviously see ahead of us a lot easier. He'll put out his hand, and normally we walk side by side, but when he puts out his hand, I grab it and then I walk behind him because he's going to lead me through that crowd until he feels I'm safe. I cannot tell you how much that means to me, how protected I feel in that moment, and how much he makes me feel loved in that moment, that he will go out of his comfort zone to grab my hand and lead me through that moment.
I can get you to the front of a concert really quick.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. And right through it. You know, he's just amazing. He's not one of those men that's like, walk behind me, woman. But if he feels anywhere like threatened, or feels like, okay, I don't want anybody bumping into my woman, my girl, whatever, he will protect me. And he just puts out his hand. I get in line, and then when it's over, I'm back on his side. I can't tell you how much that means to me. I don't even know if he knows, notice he does it, but he does. So.
Right. So just be willing to cope with change in your relationship to understand your partner's love language till you become fluent, you know. Mm-hmm. And change with time, you know, love languages can change with time as we continue to grow and evolve as a person. So you got to be aware of that too. Mm-hmm. You know, what we need at the beginning of a relationship might not be what we need after being together for 5 or 10 years.
That's very true.
So you have to keep updating and working on that, you know, and, keep your communication open with your partner, mm-hmm. at all times. And, you know, it may change. I may want to be touched 24/7, but I doubt it. just the same. And just use feedback. It's kind of like doing podcasts. Take the feedback you get from your listeners out there. And by the way, we've got tons of listeners. Our numbers are going up daily.
Yay. Thank you, everybody.
I appreciate all of you out there, all across the world, as a matter of fact.
Awesome. That's so awesome.
Yeah. And just keep practicing, because, you know, once you learn your other person's love language, it will go a whole lot smoother for you, I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go great. It'll make your marriage or partnership or, you know, whatever kind of relationship you're in with someone else. It doesn't matter. It'll make it that much better.
Yes, so. Absolutely. One thing is, I am so glad I know all of this now, because I get to practice this with Shane as we get, you know, deeper in our relationship. I'm so glad I didn't know this with my past relationships, because I may not be with Shane at this point. Because if I had worked, I don't want to say if I'd worked harder on my relationship, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you just never know what could have happened. But I'm just very thankful to be where I'm at right now in my life, and that we're getting to practice this with each other. So.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You guys got anything you want to talk about? I hope you guys learned a little something and share it with your partner.
Yeah, everything was good.
Awesome.
I heard like years ago, and it's been several years ago, but it goes along the lines about the five languages of love, but like filling your love cup. It's similar, you know, to the five languages of love, because you're using the five languages of love to fill your love cup.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's the bad things, you know, that happen, that's making a withdrawal from your love cup. But when you're doing the good things, like the gifts and the affirmations and, you know, touch and all that, that's making a deposit into your love cup. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
That is a really neat way to look at it. I like that.
Yeah, I've
So when things are really good, my cup runneth over. Yeah.
Right. Lucky. Yeah. So
if you guys want some more information,
oh, that's a good one, old man. Don't look at the past, look at the present and to the future.
There you go.
Right.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, old
man. Thank you.
Also, you know, there's more, there's all sorts of information out there. You guys can get on the
Oh, yeah, later. There's so much on that.
There's a great book by Gary Chapman out there. It's How to Express Heartfelt Commitment to Your Mate. And it talks about the five love languages. And he's the one that come up with this. So, it's a very good author. I have read some of his stuff.
Well, I'm glad it didn't work out with your exes either.
Right.
So yeah, so we are so glad you guys dialed in tonight and listened to us, shared you, with us,
and all of our listeners that download the show. We appreciate
absolutely.
You too. Welcome Mike, Leon, and Nadia.
Thank you so much for coming in. If you guys have any feedback or any ideas for shows, you know, just give us an email or a comment on any of our posts or downloads.
620patio@gmail.com.
Yep, it's 620, an actual O, not the zero. 620AHH. So it's 620HHPatio@gmail.com. And I'm sorry, did you say type it?
I asked Averyn if she could type it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yes, I will.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
You could type so much faster than I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, give us some show ideas. You know, we have a whole list of things we would like to do.
We have tons of lists. But yeah, if you guys
would like something specific, just let us know. If you have feedback about the show or comments, we're open and welcome to that. But oh my gosh, we are so happy you're here. Please follow us. We would appreciate the follows. Right now, our
my keyboard's not working.
Oh, shoot.
I got it. Oh, I got it.
Thank you, Sylvie.
It's 062. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 620HHPatio@gmail.com. So our fan club right now is Zero Beans. So please join our fan club. Follow us.
Nadia is requesting boundaries with partners. That would be a
within
very good
partners.
One.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would be that's a really good topic. I'm going to.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank
is that
you.
Correct?
That would be.
Yes.
620 patio.
Yes.
Okay. I'm making sure.
Thank you, Miss Shelby.
Oh, an extra
two
H.
H's. Yeah.
My bad. Sorry. Okay, y'all. No, I can edit it. I think I'm trying to.
Oh, Nadia corrected her spelling, but I read it the correct way. So yeah. I guess I read backwards.
I got it.
So, yeah, if you know anybody who would be interested in this type of show, let them know about us and have them download the show. It's a nice, easy hour in the car. I've actually caught up on several of my downloaded podcasts as I traveled to visit my family. But I am definitely needing my five languages of love with my husband. Can't wait to see him. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Miss you too, baby. So anyway, stay tuned for The Pulse with Denali Brett and Tucson Scott, I think, coming up at 10:30 Eastern. And then after that, you'll have Outside of Normal with Russell Brown coming up on midnight Eastern. And awesome. We will see
and
you guys.
All under Laguna Knot Media.
All under Laguna Knot Media. Oh, please. I forgot about this. Check out Laguna Knot Holdings on Facebook.com.
Okay.
There you go. You can find all of our podcasts over on that site.
Thank you, Nadia. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Nadia. And thank you, Shelby and Averyn and my hostess with the mostest, Lucky Me, and all you listeners out there in Podbean land. And
thank you very much.
You can download us across the board, wherever you can find your favorite
all kinds
podcast.
Of different medias. And so we are thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying doing this podcast with you. We are so glad that you guys keep coming back and listening to us. We love sharing the information. You know, we did pick an easier topic this week because I'm out of town, but we'll get back into the heavier topics starting next week. And we look forward to being with you guys on the Podbean.
That's right.
And I'm having fun. I love this show. It's one of my favorites.
Well, I'm glad you joined us. I'm glad you joined us.
Yes.